out of executive session. I need a second. I have a second. Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Kern. For that discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Kern?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Warren?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilwoman Shaw?
Yes.
Thank you. Back in regular session, I would like to entertain a motion for NUPAC. We had talked about into executive. I'd entertain a motion at this time. I have a request for NUPAC.
We might as well vote on it, get it over with. If you want to carry it on.
Management form of motion?
Actually, I would make a motion that we accept their change on the royalty and everything else that they've been in consideration. And I think that needs to be in the list, that if they don't actually do the wells in the 17 months, was it 17 months, that they give it all up? Isn't that what Mr. McNamara said?
It's...
I mean, they do away with the whole concession.
13.
Is it 13?
Yes. I have a motion on the floor. I'd like to entertain a second.
Is that to include giving up the 11,000 acres and...
I'd like to entertain a second. Would you like this? Hearing none. Motion's failed. We'll get back to you then and see if I can adjust the on that. We appreciate the concern, but that should have been the first offer when it's brought up by the council on 20. With that, also, we had Candy Creek Crusher. We're going to not have a vote on that item today. We're going to take that in to our attorney and get some advice, and along with what the superintendent has told us, we'll go from there. Did you say you wanted to call Stephanie?
Well, yeah, I'll call. I'd like for her to scan the leases or permits, whatever, to me, because we need to compare them all together.
Tomorrow, thank you. Without that, I'd like to say we have no other vote out of executive. I'd like to go to old business, open records act letter. Councilwoman Betty?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Realizing that time is of the essence here, we have a court date set for February the 6th, and I know that we've made an attempt to discuss this particular problem with the Open Records Act complaint against the Minerals Council with the Osage Nation Attorney General. And I believe at this time he has not given us any information, any feedback. If that is correct, then the reasoning behind this resolution was that if he gives us no assistance, then the chairman could attend the court with the Minerals Council Attorney David McCullough. That was the intent of the resolution.
Ma'am, I actually called the Mrs. Wales. Left a message for her. She wasn't in at the office during the call. Right, I haven't heard back.
And because we aren't going to have another meeting between now and February the 6th.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the motivation for this resolution.
Is that a form of a motion?
Yes, sir.
Council.
I got a response.
I need a question. I need a second.
A second.
I have a motion on the floor of Councilwoman Moon, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. The response to the Attorney General's open records that myself and our attorney,
David McCullough.
Now, open discussion, Council.
Mr. Chairman, I thought we asked you to contact the Attorney's office.
I did.
And left a message.
Yeah, they've never returned it or said.
Okay, could we ask the second chair to go over? I'll go. Whoever wants to go, I want to hear what the AG has to say. We've got to send somebody over there to talk, to at least get an idea. And the second thing I want to say is, I'm on the Mineral Council. The first time I heard about this is receiving a letter from that AG's office saying I need to go to court. So the communication is not there. So I would like to somehow improve that, that we know, I'm not going to blame anybody, I'm just saying that we need to discuss this with the AG. We've got to discuss it with it, and I'm wondering why, you know, this to me, it's clear and simple. If we're going to do, if they're going to require us to abide by the law, I'm sure they're going to tell us how we need to do this. But still, a month later, I don't know. So this is 2 months, this is 2 meetings we've had, and I don't know what the AG said about this whole scenario. The last time we talked about it, we were supposed to have talked to them. So, with all due respect, Chairman, is it okay if you're, are you going to go over and visit with them, physically walk in that door and go talk to them?
Yes, and ask for that exact response. That was the message. We want the opinion from them on what do we do. What are we allowed to release to give to this person?
May I say something?
Let me make sure he's done first.
Okay, I'm going to ask, if you set up an appointment with that AG, can I go with you? I won't say a word, I just want to hear it.
I would never do that.
Okay.
Are you through?
Thank you.
And I believe you were going to meet the...
And I have called over the attorney, to the Attorney General's office, asking for this information, because I don't like to let things set. And you know what I was told? That, since the chairman called and asked first, that they were going to have to wait and talk to him before they talked to me about it. So there you go, people.
I'll take care of it. The 22nd. Well, Councilwoman Boone.
And so I believe that this complaint was filed incorrectly because we don't do the actual accounting here. It's handled with the Osage Nation. And I think this was brought up to give the Minerals Council a black eye. But in view of the fact that you guys are going to be going, then again, that's why this resolution is prepared the way it is. If we get nothing from the AG's office, then I want you to be able to go to court on February the 6th as our representative with your representative, Mr. McAuliffe. So if you vote yes for this, this may not even apply if the Attorney General gives you an answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council.
As has been pointed out, we discussed this stuff last month. My recollection is, it's pretty much the way you stated a while ago, that some people were afraid that if we released the requested information, we might be breaking some law or rule. That I made a motion and it was passed that we release all the financial records. To me, they're already public record. We do this business out here in the open. We should be able to let anybody know what we spend our money on, where it went, this attorney or that attorney didn't have to say what the particulars of, you know, any advice we got back on that $1,000, but it should be open record.
Yes, sir.
And what we voted on was to find out if there's anything we are required to withhold, and that we would be in non-compliance with if we did withhold something. And other than that, we were given the report of the financial records over to her for the year. I think this is simple. We're going to spend more money on attorneys. I hope that the Attorney General in the meeting is talking about
will
give clarity so we don't have to go back and
go down here and ask the question.
Yeah.
To where we have clarity, we don't have to spend more money on attorneys fighting something we should have just handed over to him.
You spend the money.
Excuse us, dear. Are you done?
I'm done, thank you.
Counselor.
I'm sorry, I was under the impression that it was going to be done by letter. I thought we were going to send a letter to the Attorney General's office outlining our request, and then that would be something that would be dated and presented the first day we made this effort, yes, requested this information, and then if we don't get anything back, then we, you know, we show that we made a good faith effort.
They'll be out within the hour. Counselor.
All I've got to say is these laws, we have to stay in accordance with the laws. We don't want to give too much, we don't want, you know, and we don't want to give too little. We need to do what the law says, and that's just all there is to it.
Counselor. Can I take care of?
There is a motion on the floor.
No, I'm asking, is that take care of any discussion you need to add, Dina?
No, I won't add anything.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Shishwell?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
My God, if he goes to court, he needs an attorney.
I do have something else I wanted to add.
That time has passed.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There was something else about records that I'd like to ask for, and I'm not going to mention the specifics, but I do know that in executive session, I believe it was last month, there was talk, discussion about funds being moved, and I'd like to have the paperwork that goes with that transaction.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'll get there to you.
I'm done, thank you.
EIS alternatives. We need to vote. We were requested on giving it to the EIS committee, Janine Hale. We delivered some information that our attorney had put in his EIS alternatives, but they wouldn't take them official till we get a vote that it's allowed for us to have those. I've already delivered them, but they can't roll them out publicly until we have a vote. Counsel.
Well, I read them. I guess I didn't read all of their alternatives. I read the first two. In preference.
Yes, sir.
And I had some problems with what we were apparently proposing and writing in there. It looked like there was some cut and paste going on from someplace that didn't belong to OSAGE. One of them, within the first go-round of EIS, when I was the, you know, the only one doing the fight, one of the things that I resisted from the BIA and from you know, other presenters on what was going in there was to say that flow lines had to be buried, and because they convinced me, producers did, talking to them about how what they needed in there and what it was, that sometimes in the Osage, because of a rock and that sort of thing, that burying a flow line is actually more dangerous to the environment than having it on top, because in our rock environment and with that poly flow lines that are commonly used, why, you'll rub a hole because of the action of going on and off with the oil. It makes movement in there, and you'll run a hole in that plastic, and then you'll have a line, you'll have a leak that may not show up for a quarter of a mile away from where the leak actually was. So it's hard to trace back to where they're at, and it's harder to trace back to pick them up. So if you'll notice within where it talks about that, it just says states flatly that the flow lines will be trenched in, and where they need to be backhoed in, they'll use that. So that, to me, that reads like that the only flow lines that we're going to allow within the EIS are buried. And even the most extreme positions from the first go around on this was not that all of them had to be, it was just the preferred alternative that I was successful in getting them to say that may not even be the preferred. There was another one in there whereby I do not understand exactly, but it was talking about fracking. And I didn't try to do their barrels, I think the barrels were too big for what we normally do. But the part that bothered me was it said that, and I'll throw out a number, I don't have it in front of me now, I have it on my phone. But it said like 500 barrels of salt water and so many thousand pounds of sand poppers. Well, is how you inject, or, you know, do the frack. And salt water is not the preferred liquid medium. They can use marginal waters if they treat them. You can even use pretty salty water if you treat it a lot. But everybody prefers to use fresh water. And so it, again, reads like within that alternative that we are promoting as us, that we're promoting that it only be salt water, which is definitely not what we want to tie our people down to. One of the things, again, that fought for in that first one was to maintain the Osage's water rights as per the CFRs within the EIS, and that is that we have the right to, for surface waters, as long as we don't. There's some language to make sure that we don't use it all up and interfere with other operations, but we have a right to the surface waters for oil production. That is something that not all tribes have within there. And we do not want to give that up inadvertently within the EIS alternatives that we are ourselves promoting. When I read that, I had to go back and reread it to make sure that this wasn't coming from some EPA contributor and not us. And when I saw it was coming from us, I was a bit alarmed. I'm not sure that it was well vetted on terms of some of the specifics in there, and then the way it is just general statements like that, the unintended consequences could be severe for us if they accept our wording and put it in there, and then suddenly an environmental group says, well, you can't use fresh water for any of it, you have to use salt water.
Brian. Okay, and the other was is that the original day of the meeting was supposed to be yesterday. It's the 19th, it's tomorrow.
Come on.
Yeah, we had people show up yesterday today. That's the only reason it was on here, but I appreciate
so, the comments. So for my, the end of what I want to say here is I suggest we you are given to them for discussion, but let's not officially put them as our clinicians yet. So we've had a chance to talk about some of these issues. I'm sure others may find other things in it that I didn't get.
I actually did on the other avenue of that vertical and horizontal fracking. But that's in there too.
Right.
Council, is there anything other? I'd really enjoy minute meetings. Just to review. And with that, committee reports.
Scholarship committee, we have six applications. Six?
Yes.
Six. And we just received them the day before yesterday. And we haven't really had time to review them. We will review them as soon as possible and then announce them at the next council meeting.
And are some of them multiple recipients that we've already
Right. I think it's going to be pretty easy, but I don't want to, you know. Thank you. I'm sure I'll look it over.
Yeah. Councilman. I would comment on that. Yes, we have all four of our people from last time applied. I believe even the other two might have been applications from before. And just doing a cursory examination, the people who had it the first semester are on track. All of them have good grades. I think a 3.0 was the lowest. Everybody was 3.0 or above, which is better than what I did when I went to school. I have to make a comment. That was when I was going to school as a young man. When I went to college as an adult, you know, it's amazing how much better grades you get when you're actually going to class. It looks like that if we wish to, we can do the second semester to everybody. And I always kind of try to do that, that if they stay hooked with us, and then next year we look at
maybe bring in somebody. I forgot about that. So.
Thank you, Council.
I've got another committee.
Yeah.
Let's start doing it. Lou's been
You're ready to start our next newsletter to go out. I think he's done a nice, a great job on this. So I appreciate it, Lou. So start on whatever you want in the newsletter and communicate with our council, et cetera. So we need to keep that moving. The other thing I was going to say, if I can say something beyond what I've been working on, and I just want to give a precursor. During the summit, we had several people, Bob Ballard from Kansas TORC, Tertiary Oral Recovery Program, OSU, he came. We had Dr. Miska from TU, which I guess that put everybody to sleep during the lunch hour. But, you know, he actually, he had a really nice question to me. He gave a pretty good response, but Dr. Miska, what kind of bred out of that is I'm looking at probably next month coming in with another effort, I think, to go after trapped oil. Because just trapped oil is, you know, first is primary production. You expend all your energies and drainage and getting that. And then you push water or gas, generally water in Osage County. But this is the stuff that's remaining after all that. And when I talked to Charles Holbert, there's 7 to 10% of total communal production in the county since statehood or nationhood. So anyway, I'd like to just give you a precursor that I'd like to come approach next month to the council that maybe we look at funding like we did with Jamin's data program and maybe the Wilson Well project, which I still believe in is a good project. So anyway, I wanted to let the council know that I've been in communication with you guys. If you're interested, I'd love to hear what you have to say on it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I've been contacted by KSU, that gentleman.
No, they're a better football team, I understand.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman.
I wanted to say thank you to our executive assistant, Ms. Lacey Reynolds, because the resolution that I presented today, because of the closing and the weather and all that stuff, I had to call her the first thing this morning, and she handled my request at the last minute very professionally, and it was presented in our books, and she did a great job on it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Excuse me just a second.
I wanted to give you an update. It was reported on this month's report there was nothing for Sunoco. There was sales and it amounted to $258,027.83. And the reason why I didn't show up on the report I learned from accounting was that it wasn't processed through OST to make the report.
Really? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Could you give me those numbers again, the amount?
It was $258,027.83.
$257.
$27.
Okay, $250,000.
Thank you.
I have a motion on the floor. Seconded. For adjournment. No discussion. Call for the question.
Councilor Redford?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilor Yates?
Yes.
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 Thank you all very much.